Now, what does Britain's international aid programme actually pay for? Well, one thing it does is to help companies in Africa develop a range of energy-saving products that are designed to be part of the global effort to limit the effects of climate change. Africa contributes only a tiny proportion to the overall emission of greenhouse gases, which contribute to climate change. But often it's Africa that suffers some of the worst effects, like more frequent droughts, for example. That's one of the things they're talking about at the UN Climate Change Conference in South Africa this week. But while the thousands of delegates in Durban haggle over how to come up with global answers to climate change, in Kenya, a British charity called Global Village Energy Partnership is receiving British government aid money to help companies produce things like solar lanterns and fuel-efficient stoves. Our East Africa correspondent Will Ross reports now from the Kenyan capital, Nairobi.
Next to a busy road in Nairobi's Eastland suburb are dozens of men working hard under the sun. You can hear the metal grinders and welders. These open-air shops sell tables, chairs, bunk beds for boarding schools. Pretty much anything you want, they'll have a go at making it. And at one of the workshops, known as Cartech, they're busy making energy-saving cooking stoves. The owner, Boniface Cario, gave me a quick tour.
And just to describe the contraption we've got in front of us, it's a...
It's a double burner.
Yeah. So this one about the size of two washing machines put side by side. So there we go. You've just put this huge saucepan in the top of the cooker, and it fits right down deep inside, which stops, I guess, the heat escaping. You've then got a small chimney that comes off to get the smoke out beyond the roof, meaning that those carrying out the cooking are not breathing in the toxic fumes. Who would be your typical client for this one, then, a big double burner like this? Schools, or who would be buying them?
A very good question.
Or very hungry families?
No. Normally on families, we are very small one, we call domestic. But for this one we call them as institutional, hotels and schools.
Being a sealed unit, the stoves burn about 60% less firewood than an ordinary one. And so, as I found out in the kitchen at the nearby Rockfields Junior School, they're proving popular with clients.
My goodness, a lot of activity in here. Chapatis on the go. There's a lady here cutting up cabbage. You can hear it sizzling away. Potatoes.
Potatoes boiling to make mashed potatoes.
For how many people?
100 people.
100 students?
Yes.
It's quite an operation, and you've got three of these huge stoves, and on the left...
There's beef stew cooking. This is for lunch.
This is a pretty good meal. I better stay.
You should.
I asked the school manager, Mrs. Waitito, how much firewood the school was using with the new